Welcome to Space City Nerd 140.53.
This is a special edition. Do we number this one?
We can number this one differently.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
140 live.
This is the all new Space City Nerd number one.
Yes!
It's Space City Nerd now.
This is Space City Nerd CP edition.
Oh, God.
we actually did not come with a plan because we planned so much other
stuff. We did come with a plan. This is our plan.
Yeah, this was our plan. We don't know what we're doing.
We wasted all our efforts yesterday on the panel, and if you missed that out, you're a chump. We have pictures, not recordings of it.
We have certificates of completion.
We'll have a moment of silence for the panel.
And have a moment of silence for the lady that might have been taking it seriously the whole time.
Yes, there was a lady taking notes and recording.
Everything we said.
No, our panel was a joke panel about the internet. We're just talking about Kazaa, downloading RAM.
Putting dental dams around your router.
What's cheese pizza?
Subscriptions to the World Wide Web.
The worst pizza ever.
And so this lady, I think, was taking it seriously. She had a, she was writing down everything we were saying.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, this is not an educational course, like before we started. And, I mean, when we went to the Kazaa slide, she asked Ryan, what did she say? She's like, is that with an O?
Oh, yeah.
She's like trying to get the right proper spelling.
She actually asked Jen, who was like commanding the computer, the slides, what is exactly cheese pizza and why are they saying it over and over and over again?
Oh, no.
And I didn't know that until now.
I didn't know that either.
When we finally revealed it, she walked out. That's when she left.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. CP.
R.I.P. CP.
Or not, because hashtag CP Minion we saw walking over here.
The trend is alive. The hashtags, period.
Oh, God.
There should have been a slide about how hashtags are viral.
So the,
and then you should totally immunize yourself.
So after the panel, we followed that with a party at Neil's. I got lit, fam, as Drea says.
It got real lit.
It got real lit, yes. She has a bloody nose right after.
Yeah, I have problems.
As you can see, we're not a YouTube video podcast. So.
A video podcast, you guys.
RoboRob played an amazing set, and we had a Snapchat filter, a limited edition Snapchat filter.
Yeah,
you can only use it.
Yeah,
one night for a couple of hours.
One night only.
Do you think we could find out how many uses it got?
I should get it in a couple of days. I'll check my
name. Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Cool.
How does the technology for this exist, but we can't find out how many have been used yet?
Well, if you guys took any pictures and you actually went to the party, you should sort of, like, post them on our page.
Yeah. We're compiling them.
It's not a real, I don't think it's real-time reporting, so I'll pull the reporting.
So, but I have to hand it to Comic Luz. It's been really fun. The Friday was pretty packed, and it kind of feels like yesterday was a Saturday of the con for us. I guess because it was so eventful and everything.
Yeah.
Normally, this is when we do all of our activities.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But no, the panel, the party, and everything.
I mean, there's just so many people here today.
There is.
There's an absurd amount of people.
Yeah. Did you see the line for Sigourney Weaver?
I saw pictures of it. I
saw it from a distance, which is as such things should be. Watched.
I heard they sold out of her autograph session.
That was $125 in autographs, too.
Whoa!
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
It's like Sigourney Weaver might be doing more of these cons.
And then also Charlie Hunnam, since they scored that really good get still after the Space City Comic Con debacle. His line is pretty packed as well, too, right now.
Oh, I haven't even, like, seen his line. I want to go check that out.
It's probably full of the VIP.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, the VIP's probably getting skipped right to the front of the line.
I would hope so.
This is what happened.
We're taking a selfie now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a Snapchat
video. It's a video.
Oh, it is a Snapchat.
It's a video
selfie.
And I'm gonna post it on Twitter so you can see what's going on right now.
Okay. That's Drea explaining how Twitter works on a podcast.
You're welcome.
I got quiet. I went silent the whole time. I was just sitting there.
Let's get social.
Social.
She'll be posting this in the future so that when you're listening to this, you can actually check.
Hey, Drea, can you use the party panel or the party filter? No, because it was only yesterday.
Lame. It was only for one day?
Yeah, only for seven hours?
During the parties. So it lived and died like a cicada?
Like a meme. Like that boy.
Yeah, like, thank you, Hot Dad, with, you know, dead meme. What's that at the time?
R.I.P. meme. We're going to play that at the end of this.
Hot Dad, he also was also part of this panel.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and live streaming.
Live streaming from Michigan.
From Michigan.
All the way from
That must have been why we had so many technical issues.
Yeah, it's a third world country over there.
Yeah. Detroit, I think it's an island.
Detroit's pretty much a crater right now.
I've heard of like all these things that you're trying to get to money to Detroit, so yeah.
They have Android slaves in Detroit now.
Oh yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
David Cage.
It's like no one's safe. Even like old former cops are just turning into robot slaves.
They're related to Johnny Cage.
Probably. They're both really pretentious.
And they both punch you in the balls.
Yeah.
Real quick, Zayn Malik, the guy from One Direction, I know this is kind of weird, but I showed him. He went to the Met Gala, and he had like these like a tuxedo, but with metal arms.
Okay.
What?
And they asked him, they're like, why are you doing this? He's like, because I'm Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, it was a thing that happened.
What?
No way.
And the metal arms, like, they were really expensive looking, but they didn't go well with the suit.
That sounds like that time Jaden Smith dressed up as White Batman.
Yeah.
For his prom.
That was fantastic. Jaden Smith is a national treasure.
Yeah.
We need to get him back on Twitter. Drea, get Jaden Smith back on Twitter.
I'm working on it.
Look, these are the arms.
That's fantastic.
What? That's amazing.
So silly.
That's really well done. I guess if you're One Direction, you can afford a metalsmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. That's actually the... That same Malik, he was the inspiration for the new Ghost Rider.
So when did he come in with a flaming head?
Wait, Ghost Rider or Ghost Writer? Like Ghost the PBS Rider. Show.
Like the PBS show?
No, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, he's a ghost that solves crimes.
They should totally do a modern Ghost Rider, but like have it all like with like new like grammar and like new
blogging
and like abbreviations. And just be like, it'd be like a ghost blogger.
Like ridiculous hacking.
Yeah, he just like ghost texts people. But he can't say complete sentences, so they have to like solve the crime. I'd be like...
By emojis. Only emojis.
Oh my god. By emojis. Yes.
There we go. PBS, are you listening? Please pay us. I know you don't make money.
Oh,
pay us some taxes for this idea.
Look for our
tax breaks.
Look for our GoFundMe or Ghost Rider.
These clowns, these just like scary looking clowns. They've been scaring kids. That's all they've been doing.
That's traumatizing. That's real traumatizing. I feel really triggered right now.
I showed Ryan one of them right now. The little girl was like cowering and like crying.
But
like,
it's so bad because the Ronald McDonald House is like right across from us. Why is Ronald McDonald not stepping up and taking out these evil clowns?
I know, like, that's... Where is he when you need him?
Where is our hero clown when we need him?
He's not even over there.
Oh, if he was, I was gonna instigate it.
Yeah! Clown fight!
I'm not gonna grimace
around.
This is
what I came here to see.
So this is the third year in a row that I haven't seen Grimace. Or no, I saw him... I did see Grimace last year, but there was like 3 or 4 years in a row where... I kept being told Grimace was here, and I didn't see Grimace.
I saw Grimace.
I haven't seen Grimace this year.
I gave him a high five.
Where is Grimace?
Grimace only shows himself when he's needed.
Ah.
No one can understand the Grimace.
And that just happened, too.
It's a clown.
It scared more kids.
Yeah,
oh, man.
The Dark Crystal thing.
Oh, that's
there's a lot of great costumes going on. Yeah. Is that... Oh, that's a... It's moving away.
Scary fucking cosplay would be those skaters from Return to Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost anything in that movie.
Everything from Return to Oz.
Like, I watched it the other day, and I couldn't believe I watched it.
Why would you watch it the other day? You're not sleeping.
Well, no, like, I had forgotten about
it. Oh, it's Smash Brothers.
And I'm like, how did I...
Ness and Little Mac and a Dr. Mario right there.
How did I not get scared with this movie before?
Oh, it's a terrifying movie.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid because I'm a little traumatized by it.
I'm not scared by clowns. I just don't like them. It's a different kind of sensation. Everyone's
hey,
like, oh,
scary
clowns are
clown
so creepy.
Clown guy, come here.
Hey, scary clown guy.
What do you think is...
Yeah. Is this thing on?
Yes. So we drag the scary clown over here. You have a scary clown name?
It's Kill Count the Clown from Kingwood Asylum.
Nice. Nice.
Or you could call me Daryl Rivers. That's what my mother
So we're watching you scare children. This is amazing.
Yeah.
How can I get a job like this? I want to do this.
I want to get paid for this.
Yeah, if you like working at haunted houses, just go like our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Send us a message.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, you could come check us out, see if you want to volunteer, come work behind the scenes, do whatever you want.
The Kingwood Asylum, that sounds really fucking amazing.
So is it like a 20, like, all year round haunted house?
No, we start in September, usually go till like the second week of November.
Nice.
During the Halloween season.
We should all go to a haunted
yeah,
house.
But, yeah, that'd be fun.
So you can see me scream like a girl.
I'm already scared. I wouldn't want
to
run into you.
Like he's standing right.
Yeah,
next
that's
to
what
the
I've
clown.
Been telling everybody. Right, if you're scared, now come see me in the dark.
Is that
hey,
tickle?
There's another one.
Oh yeah, this is Relish.
Oh,
nice.
This is very quiet.
Man,
it sounds very quiet.
Really
yeah,
quiet.
Our haunted house is. It's kind of like obviously it's an asylum theme, but we have clowns, we have zombies, we have vampires. But this year, we're going to be unveiling our faux front, so when you walk up to our haunt, it's going to look like Dr. Blackman's estate.
Nice.
Which is the doctor who started the asylum.
Sweet.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We're doing a new grand opening for our front, and then we're going to be hopefully doing some videos and stuff before the season, so you can check
well,
it out.
Well, you sold us. We'll be there.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to be there.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for not killing us.
There's
thing. Another, now there's a
it
demon.
It kind of looks like a Cenobite.
It's like we're conjuring all these evil spirits
I know.
Now.
There's the dark freaking presence that I feel like we opened the gate to hell.
Cinnabon.
I like S-I-N.
Cinnabon from Hellrider.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, I feel like right here, there's something really dark going on
with
in this area.
With the icing of gluttony.
Why
oh,
is
wow,
there,
that's,
why
I mean,
this,
there's even a Harley Quinn over there.
Yeah.
That's so evil.
That's
more evil.
The most evil thing of all, a woman.
Oh.
And he's not wrong.
This just made Drea's day, too.
Yes,
her eyes, like, lit up. Like,
so
evil.
Happy.
Kill Count the Clown.
Sorry.
See, this is why we have Drea. Like, whenever we make jokes like that, we all look at her in approval.
Like, is this okay to say?
And 90% of the time, she agrees anyway. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's pull some cosplayers in here. Hey, lady. Lady, come here, please.
Oh.
We were calling this Green Giant cosplayer over here. Hey, yeah.
Do you want to talk to us for a little bit?
Okay. You're doing the Green Giant from the cans.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
No, Poison Ivy.
Piece of chance.
God damn it, Char.
How are you enjoying this convention?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's super busy today compared to yesterday.
Oh, you were here yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you go to our panel yesterday about how to win on the internet?
I did not.
Get out of here. Sorry.
What were you dressed on yesterday?
Oh, I was
Simone
DeVille.
What's
up?
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a Rockabilly crowd.
Oh,
that's
cute.
Really cool.
I still don't like this. So. You didn't go to our, did you go to our party at night?
Where was your party?
Neil's Bar.
Oh, our podcast went to Neil's Bar, too. So.
My
Whoa.
Podcast
Whoa.
Is that? What is your podcast?
It's not mine. It's my friend's, Slurred Nerd.
Oh.
I don't know if that was a good. Oh.
Yeah, but you didn't come down. We're your friend now.
I was
yeah.
there, so I was technically.
But not at her panel.
Well, we can send you over their podcast as like a secret messenger.
Yeah.
You just like put our stuff in there.
Yeah. No, we have love for all our
yeah.
Houston
Neil's
area
Bar
podcasts.
Changed, though. It wasn't our usual nerdy place yesterday.
We were there. We were
what do you mean?
I didn't change it. Listen, that was the busiest I'd ever seen in a really long time. Yeah. There was a line to get in.
Yeah, it's because we threw the party.
Yeah, yeah, because you were hosting the party.
It happens every year.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
People want to hang out with us. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Well, I guess if you want to. See?
You should have gone to the panel.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to, I guess you could listen to her friends on Slurred Narrative, not, you know, whatever. Okay. You don't even know who we are.
No, but I
right.
We're space sitting there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yay.
The boys talk about y'all,
so. Oh, God.
Oh, God. They know of y'all.
That's a joke.
It's not a bad one.
I don't know anymore.
Who are they?
No.
But thank you, Poison Ivy. I hope you're
welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy your car. Enjoy your meal.
I don't know. We got too lit last night. We're old, so.
Too lit, damn. Lit, too lit, fam.
Hey, we also, look who we pulled right now. Crescendo, come on over here. This guy has a Cuphead shirt on. I really want to play that game. Yeah, I really want to play this game.
Cuphead is so good. I played it.
Yeah, because you went to E3.
Yeah, whatever.
Did we mention that?
Yes. Whatever, Sean.
What's going on, man?
How's it going? So, Crescendo, you have an event coming up?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's going to be here at the entire George R. Brown also, right?
No, yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah, we're working our way there. We'll be there, you know, hopefully next year.
So, what, July 2nd?
July 2nd,
Fitzgerald's,
yeah.
Upstairs, yeah. Downstairs.
Both floors, yeah.
Replay Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, downstairs we're going to have a lot of indie games and some arcades, including Star Mazer, which I'm really excited about. Because Don Thacker, the dev for that game, will be there. And we have a lot of support from like Gearbox, from IM8Bit, Brightway Productions, a whole bunch of really cool people that'll be kind of on board helping out. So we're pretty stoked about it.
Will you have Call of Duty? Because I'm only interested in
that's
Call of Duty.
That's my favorite indie game.
You know what? unfortunately, you will be very displeased.
What Halo?
What if, or Madden? Are you going to have Madden?
We're mostly doing all the indie games. All the new
like
new
Minecraft?
Indie games. Yeah, Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Not so much.
Should I bring my terabyte full of RPG Maker games?
You know what? You go right ahead and do that. You go,
right.
I'll be left alone the entire time.
It's just like real life.
Yeah, that's normal.
It's autobiographical RPG of my life.
Just doing corners somewhere, yeah. Eating and crying.
Like you're going to work, just
I mean,
store, coming back.
Yeah.
You level up every 5 hours.
Oh, God.
So, BitShifter is coming, which
yes,
is really cool.
Daniel Cannon, yeah, both those guys are like, I mean, two huge, like, for me personally, huge guys for the Chiptune. And the BitShifter Runner soundtrack is awesome. So, getting BitShifter on board was really cool.
Yeah.
They all seem pretty excited to be out, and it'll be a lot of fun. No one's really pushing anything there. It's just kind of, you know, to just kind of celebrate the games and people behind it. So we're really excited about it.
I like when indie games get pushed on me, though. So just because it's so fun.
No, I agree.
So for people to find out more about this?
ReplayExpo.com with no E. It's just ReplayExpo.com. We just changed the new website address, so it's a lot shorter, easier to remember. But they can also check out Fitzgerald's at FitzLive.com. They can go to our Facebook page, Replay Games and Music. So, I mean, it's out there. You know, we're on the Fitz website as well and all that stuff. So.
And we'll try to get you on for a more in-depth interview before it happens.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
But thanks a lot for stopping by, Crescendo.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Man, we're just pulling people, interesting people.
That was good.
For the board.
I know, right?
This is going to be a lot of fun.
That guy's got a fedora. Let's talk to him. I think he's cosplaying Notch.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Anyways, there's another Harley Quinn.
There's so many Harlequins. Yeah, I wonder why.
There's a lot of hitmans, too. I noticed.
A lot of hitmen, yes.
Yeah.
Or are they?
I mean, come on.
Anyone can be a hitman.
That's true.
He's the master of disguise.
I mean, come on, if you're bald, just go be a One Punch Man. There's one Punch Man in here.
He's really lanky.
Yeah, there really is.
He's really lanky. It's not anime authentic.
He didn't do the 100 push-ups.
The 100 kilometers.
The 100 squats.
Every day.
Every day.
I bet you can do 100 squats, Jesus. Because you're getting swole lately.
I can do that. But I can't do the kilometers. He can. Ryan can.
I probably can. I can do 100 squats. Push-ups, I don't know. Push-ups, I don't know.
I really didn't give a shit. I just want to see if you guys took
real
that
real sassy.
Right. Since you're running, oh god, here he goes.
Oh, okay.
The rest of this podcast is us counting.
Is that a mustard?
He's fucking swole.
Look, that's how I'm going to be later. Yeah.
10, he's 11, professional Asian, so he's already good at 12, squatting.
13, hey, Ryan, since you've been running, are you going to be like one of those douchebags and get like a flash shirt and run in it?
Oh, no. I saw a guy.
Why not?
Wearing a flash shirt. I want to wear like an all blue outfit when I go running so I can be standing in red shoes. There was a guy that was running one day and it was a black dude with dreadlocks and whatchamacallit, rollerblades, and I was like, oh, it's Lucio.
That's awesome.
Oh, I do have to mention there's a ton of Overwatch art here. Except for Devin Crab.
I know, Devin, get your stuff together.
But
I saw a Tracer.
Yeah.
I've seen a Tracer.
There was a Tracer at the party last night.
Oh, I didn't see
a Tracer. Yeah. It was like the old school skin.
And
Also, Ginger Zaps was here, the artist.
Oh, yeah! She's not here.
Oh, I saw that.
She's gone now. If you haven't heard, Ginger Zaps is the one that does the splatter filter in Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. On the copyright stuff.
Official art, yeah.
It was weird getting to see what she looked like in real life, and I'm kind of sad we didn't, go talk to her and, do some sort of, really awkward interview with her, because looking back on it, that would have been a huge hit. Just because it's so,
Ryan awkward. Did talk to her.
Did you talk to her?
You did?
Yeah, when you passed by.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like, wow, I should get on Photoshop with these.
Oh, no, I was yelling. I didn't talk to her, but I was yelling. I was being an asshole. Per usual.
Ryan method.
Yeah, per usual.
Yeah, when we go to cons, he lets loose.
Yeah. I was at the Warlocks panel yesterday. I kept asking him about Evangelion.
The asshole runs loose, so
yes.
The diarrhea comes out.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Hold it all in. Nice guy.
Diarrhea.
Nice guy until you get him surrounded by comic book.
Yes. Fucking nerds.
He's a really passive aggressive nerd. He's real aggressive.
But I don't know. We were gonna keep this one short this week. We're actually gonna post this on our normal day, so we'll take a vacation unless something major happens, like an asteroid hits Africa. Then we'll get back on.
Yeah. Or Stan Lee dies.
I'm
knocking the door.
He's old. And just kind of, I'm more on the Jack Kirby side. So. But now we're going to go stand in line for 3 hours for...
Does that count? When you just, shirtless, you just put, the Red Hood symbol on your chest?
Stop cosplay shaming, okay?
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
I wish I could pull it off.
I just can't stop staring at the nipples, I'm sorry.
Alright, well, we said we're going to keep it short for this week.
This doesn't count!
We're going to have a vacation... Sorry, we're watching it.
Oh, he's got
that kill count scaring more people.
Also, look at all that pony art across from us. There's pony Deadpool.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! How did we miss this?
Pony Legend of Zelda, pony Star Wars.
We should interview that guy.
There's Tomb Raider.
Yeah, Tomb Raider, Captain America. I think there's Game of Thrones. There. Oh my god! Iron Man.
Hook Raider.
Fallout Equestria.
Game of Thrones.
Should we make him come over here?
We should talk to that guy. You want to talk to that guy?
Cutie Mark, the Mark Awakens.
I'm not going to go talk to those guys.
Oh my god.
I heard virginity is a contagious, so I don't want to go
talk to that. You can never go back to that.
That's so good.
They caught us. They're holding up all their pony merch. Are you guys going to buy
it? I'm going to have baits.
Oh god, they do. This is amazing.
This is Euphoria, the store. Wow. Those aren't vapes, those are bad lanyards.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This makes for great. Would have been
great for audio where it's all this just turned out
We're just hey guys, look at this, and the podcast is
we'll have to post a picture alongside it just be this is what we're talking about.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week and for Comicpalooza. We'll have more coverage and stuff.
Thanks to all of our guests.
Yes,
today.
Yeah,
people are just fooled to come over here.
Yeah. Mountain Guy and Jolly Moon Giant.
Crescendo. And, yeah.
You know, right. Sorry, we had to bump Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to talk to Kill Count the Clown.
Yeah. I think we got the better end of the deal.
Yeah. Because Norman Reedus would just come over here and, like, put his dead baby on the table.
Yeah,
and start
and, like, hug it.
Yeah.
Norman Reedus will bring his Norman fetus.
I don't want to see his Norman fetus.
And honestly, he's probably showered since he's touched Hideo Kojima, so it's not really... Yeah, you can't even smell it anymore. You can't smell the Hideo.
Unless he brings us a bottle of Konami juice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We can just drink
Probably got, like... He probably drinks it from, like, those big, like, water guns you have in...
Every
in the office. In the office building.
You know, we should go
a
ask,
Dixie cup full of Konami's tears.
We should go ask Norman Reedus if he's a pachinko fan.
Oh, what is that?
These are all great ideas to get us thrown out.
Yeah, it's okay. Our podcast is over and our panels are done.
We're literally done here.
Yeah, we're done.
Jokes on Kamakuza.
Right. Yeah, yay, Kamakuza.
Yay!
Oh, no.
What is going on that screen and why does it look like Paris Hilton's sex tape?
Wait, what?
I'm coming.
Oh wait, you get into that thing and they
bring you in there.
Do you get to have the whole experience?
Oh god! Oh, oh god! The bronies are convening together. Oh my god! That girl. Whoa! No.
I used to wonder what.
Anyways, we're out of here. Good night, Space City.
Good night, Space City.
Hey, guy's got three pony ears though in his basket.
Oh my fucking god.